Do something every day that you don't want to do. This is the golden rule for acquiring the habit of doing your duty without pain.
Hello everyone, this is Gwen. 欢迎来到每天都会更新的每日早读。A little effort every day, you will make a big difference.今天早读呢，我们一起来看马克吐温曾经说过的这句话，每天都去做些你不想做的事儿吧，这是培养自己养成做好本职工作的黄金法则。 Do something every day that you don't want to do. This is the golden rule for acquiring the habit of doing your duty without pain. 我们来用美音读一下。 Do something every day that you don't want to do. This is the golden rule for acquiring the habit of doing your duty without pain. 首先我们来做发音要点的讲解。我们来看第一句话， Do something every day that you don't want to do. 我们注意 that 和 you 两个虚词做弱读，那这里的 that 元音从 a 变成了 a， 起到连接作用的 that 一般呢是要做弱读，读成 that。 后面的 you 也可以弱读，那这两个词呢还可以同化 that you do something every day that you 再看后面 you don't want to do， don't 尾部的 t 和 want 尾部的 t 我们都可以略掉。 you don't want to do do something every day that you don't want to do。 第二句， this is the golden rule， 注意 golden 第一个音节包含舌侧音 gold 舌尖要抵上齿音，后面的音节 den golden 后面的 rule 长音紧音的 u 后面跟舌侧音 rule the golden rule 后面 for acquiring for 若读成 f 和后面的 acquiring 可以连读带出小的 r for acquiring 获得这个词变动名词形式 acquiring for acquiring 再继续看后面 for acquiring the habit of doing your duty without pain。 duty 这个词呢在英音之中更多有可能发成一个 duty， 在 d 和 u 之间带出小的 y 和前面同化发 duty这样的发音也是有的，那也有可能发成 duty without pain， without 尾部的 t 略掉，最后的 pain 注意双元音的 a 的滑动感。我们来读一下这句话， Do something every day that you don't want to do. This is the golden rule for acquiring the habit of doing your duty without pain.我们再来看美音， Do something every day that you don't want to do. That you 同样弱读并同化， That you don't want to do. Don't want to do 两个 t 略掉。 This is the golden rule for acquiring. Golden 和 rule 两个词也要注意发音， For acquiring 同样的 for 和 acquiring 之间也有连读， For acquiring获得这个词读成 acquire 再变动名词形式 acquiring 再和前连读 for acquiring acquiring the habit of 复原连读 the habit of doing 注意不要读成了 doing 应该是 doing your duty 在美音中一般不加这个 y 的发音，读成 duty without pain 尾部的 t 略掉， pain 双元音 a 加鼻音 n 的组合要注意。我们来用美音读一下这段话， Do something every day that you don't want to do. This is the golden rule for acquiring the habit of doing your duty without pain. 发音部分呢，我们就暂讲到这儿了。我们来看这段话的意思。首先呢，我们来看第一句话，很好理解啊，是一个祈使句，要怎么怎么样做，你去怎么怎么样做吧。Do something every day that you don't want to do. Do something every day. 每天都做一些事情，怎么样的事情呢 ？That you don't want to do. 做那些你不想做的事情。也就是说，每天都要强迫自己去做一些你不想做的事情。比如说你不想读书的话，强迫自己每天读两页书呀，不想运动了，就强迫自己去跑五公里。我们来看第二句话， This is the golden rule for acquiring the habit of doing your duty without pain. The golden rule for something 是某事的黄金法则，金科玉律。比如说 The golden rule for after dinner speeches is to keep them short and sweet. 发表餐后讲演的金科玉律呢，就是要简明扼要。The golden rule for something, 这个 something 呢，要么就是名词形式，要么就是动名词形式。我们要注意 for 的后面要跟大的名词性结构。那么在早读之中呢， acquire the habit of 什么什么，就是获得什么什么的习惯。那我们也看到了 acquire 变成了动名词形式，就相当于把获得什么什么习惯这个动词短语呢，当成了大的名词性结构，获得怎么怎么样的习惯这件事儿。我们再回过头来看 acquire the habit of 什么什么，就是获得什么什么的习惯。比如说毛姆曾经说过的这句话，养成阅读的习惯等于为自己筑建了一个避难所，几乎可以避免生命中所有的灾难。 To acquire the habit of reading is to construct for yourself a refuge for almost all the miseries of life. To acquire the habit of reading, 获得阅读的习惯。我们再来看一个句子，我们希望人们养成使用公共交通工具而不是私家车的习惯。 We want people to acquire the habit of using public transport instead of their cars. Acquire the habit of using public transport. 获得或者说养成使用公共交通的习惯。我们来看两个原声例句。我想也许我们从小就养成了一种思维习惯。
I think maybe we acquire a habit of mind when we're children. I think maybe we acquire a habit of mind when we're children. I think maybe we acquire a habit of mind when we're children.
I think maybe we acquire a habit of mind when we are children. 当你养成了控制你的思想和情绪的习惯，然后呢，你将开始将意识转向自我。
As you acquire the habit of controlling your thoughts, and with the emotions well under control, then you begin to turn the consciousness back upon self. As you acquire the habit of controlling your thoughts, and with the emotions well under control, then you begin to turn the consciousness back upon self. As you acquire the habit of controlling your thoughts, and with the emotions well under control, then you begin to turn the consciousness back upon self.
As you acquire the habit of controlling your thoughts, and with the emotions well under control, then you begin to turn the consciousness back upon self. 我们再来看早读第二句话的最后一部分。怎么样的习惯呢？ Doing your duty without pain. Do your duty 就是承担你的责任，尽你的义务。比如说，他这么做只不过是在尽他自己的义务罢了。He was only doing his duty when he made you do that.那么 duty 另外一个常见的短语呢，叫做 be on duty， 是值班。比如说 ，Who is on duty here? I need some help. 今天谁值班啊？我需要一些帮助。This is a golden rule. This 指在前面这句话，去每天都做一些你不想做的事情，这样的一种行为呢，就是 the golden rule， 是黄金法则。怎样的黄金法则呢 ？Acquiring the habit of doing your duty without pain.获得不觉痛苦就能完成你工作的良好的习惯。今天的活学活用呢，我们就来试着用 acquire the habit of 什么什么，获得什么什么的习惯，用这个词料来随意造一个句子。今天早读我们再来读一下，首先是英音版。 Do something every day that you don't want to do. This is a golden rule for acquiring the habit of doing your duty without pain. 美音。 Do something every day that you don't want to do.This is the golden rule for acquiring the habit of doing your duty without pain. 今天早读就是这样了。Have a nice day. See you tomorrow. Il y a tout ce que vous voulez aux Champs-Élysées. Il y a tout ce que vous voulez aux Champs-Élysées.
aux Champs-Élysées.